Well, it is a tremendous blessing to be in front of you now as Deacon Zach. It has been a long time coming, and I'm so happy and blessed to be able to be here with all of you. First, a word of thanks. I think first and foremost, always to God. You know, as we hear in the gospel, God always loves us first. And it's His love, it's His grace, and through His patience that we really respond to God and to grow into His love. I would also like to thank Father Tom for graciously allowing me to be here and to proclaim the gospel and to preach. It is a blessing to be able to come back here, Father Tom, so thank you. Father Michael, you are my mentor, my friend, and a real blessing to me. Thank you for everything you've done. And to all of you, all the parishioners of St. John Vianney, it is so much of a blessing to be able to look out and recognize so many faces, to have been to your homes, and you all have really served me, and I look forward to serving you now as an ordained deacon. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Love one another as I have loved you. If there's one thing that I would like you to take away from this homily, it's that God loves us first. It's always His first love, and then we grow into His love. It's actually very, very hard work. It's humbling work. It's becoming vulnerable to the point where you can listen to Jesus and receive His love in the fullest of senses. Oftentimes, the more we try to do it ourselves, the more we fail at it. It's because it's not our love, it's not our efforts, but the Lord's. Love one another as I have loved you. We learn how to love from Him. We also hear in the readings, they strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith. So we have a twofold dynamic of learning how to love from Jesus Himself, as well as the faithful strengthening each other along the way. This has certainly been true for me throughout these last years in seminary. I can actually relate pretty well with Paul and Barnabas as they ran all over Asia Minor proclaiming the gospel. Just replace all the funny sounding names with places like Louisiana, Buda, Costa Rica, Omaha, Rome, and the other parish here in Round Rock. It's been quite a ride, running around from place to place, but I noticed that my heart always returned here. On the surface, it's easy to know why, but upon reflection, it's actually something quite deep. St. John Vianney has taught me how to receive the love of God and has helped me to persevere in my faith, showing me how to be a priest and actually giving me the confidence that I might actually be able to do it. Y'all have really, really loved me here, accepted me right from the beginning, and have been so very encouraging. I owe so much and am so thankful to you, Father Michael, because you took a young and arrogant kid and loved him, forgave him, was patient with him, spent time with him, and you taught me how to love as a priest, and you taught me the love of God the Father. So thank you for that. To all of my brother knights here, who invited me to every single event and were always so welcoming, but on a deeper level, you modeled for me Catholic manhood and a real humble daily holiness that convinced a young kid that I didn't really have to become a priest to be holy. So thank you for your model of Catholic holiness in the most manly of ways. It gave me a lot of freedom in my discernment. And to each and every one of you who have loved me, supported me, prayed for me throughout these last 7 years. Can you believe it? 7 years. But you did. You truly loved me. And I have to be honest, I'm not sure I would have made it through seminary without all of you. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith. Now, this was Paul and Barnabas strengthening their parishioners, but in my case, it was all of you strengthening me. When I first entered, I don't think I was spiritually mature enough to depend on God. And in fact, I know that I wasn't. I knew of God's love for me as more of a fact, maybe a hope, but truly accepting it was something very hard for me. God was constantly reaching out to me in love, but I just couldn't quite accept it yet directly from Him. It is necessary to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. It is hard, and I think all of us can relate to that. We need God's grace in a very real way, His patience, His forgiveness, and we need each other. This life is fraught with hardships. I've seen this parish band together in support of one another in incredibly beautiful ways. It showed me the power of a strong parish community, and I wanted to be a part of it. Through your examples of faith and virtue during those times of hardship, I grew in my own ability for compassion and empathy, things which I knew nothing of in the beginning. Through your allowing me to be a part of your lives and your parish, you have helped me to open up my own heart to the grace and to the love of God in that slow and painful process that it is. But He penetrated my brokenness and began to replace with, please God, a priestly heart, a kind heart, a loving heart. A new heaven and a new earth. The former earth has passed away. It's conversion and transformation through love. God's love and your love. Throughout these 7 years, I attribute most of my spiritual growth through being a part of this parish. When nothing else made sense in seminary, when nothing else made sense in my mind, in my heart, in prayer, Christ, in the most intimate of ways, would always bring me back to this parish, to St. John Vianney. And in the most mystical and intimate of ways, every sacrifice would then be worth it. Every doubt would dissipate. You strengthened me in my weakness to be able to accept God's gift to me of my priestly vocation. New heaven and a new earth. The old Zach was passing away and was creating space for the new man, for the new Jerusalem. It was a transformative growth into the love of Christ. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for helping me persevere. But this growth into the love, into the heart of Christ, it's not just for me, it's for each and every one of us. It's hard, and sometimes we get confused on how to love each other, or we get tired of loving each other, and perhaps the worst one, sometimes we think we're okay in the love department, and we stagnate in our relationships with one another, with those we love most, and with God. Love one another as I have loved you. We learn how to love from Jesus, and to do so, we have to take the time to listen to Him. The hardships come, and that is when we lean on God the most. We don't know how to love as we ought, that true sacrificial love, but God has promised us that His dwelling place is with the human race. It's here, amongst us, in the church, at St. John Vianney, in each and every one of you. And He builds us up as church together, through each other, through Christ's love. Especially in the Eucharist, Jesus continually gives Himself to us. He is our food, He is our strength along the way, and in our weakest moments, He whispers His love and His encouragement to step into His love, into His grace, into the blessed lives that He has planned for each and every one of us. He's conforming our hearts to His. Lean on each other. This is a tremendous parish. Be vulnerable with the Lord. Be vulnerable with each other. Listen to Jesus. Listen to him tell you in the most intimate of ways, "Behold, I make all things new." From the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I do want to say just a quick word to the graduating seniors. You have the whole world in front of you, and it is a tremendous feeling. You're going to be hit with a whole bunch of decisions coming up. You're going to have new lives to build in the different universities and the different jobs that you'll be going into. And there's a lot of false loves out there. You know, we've all experienced that, you know, something that we thought was loving that just turned out to hurt us. When you find yourselves in those moments, take the time to really recognize and remember that God loves you first. And he's always present to you, ready for your response. There's never a situation where you cannot respond in that. And there's another good little part in the first reading. It says prayer and fasting. And it seems really old school, but it's a good spiritual practice. When you find yourself overwhelmed, because you will, there's so much new. You find yourself not sure on what decision to make or whatever. Stop. Pray a little bit. And fasting, all that is giving up something to make just a little room for God. And allow him to kind of come into your life, find that peace, find that love, and to be able to make the best decisions. So fasting, it could be just taking an hour, no technology for an hour, and just listening. You know, if you find yourself just socially going after it and, you know, you're behind on stuff, take one day, fast from social stuff for one evening. Take a breather. Remember that God loves you. He always loves us first, constantly reaching out. I wish you all the best. God bless you.